Hello and welcome to the Christmas special of the Backstage Podcast. We are very cheery tonight and ready to go. Anya's actually sat opposite me. I would turn my I would turn my camera around, but we precariously got our microphone balanced between the back two parts of our screen.
It's very professional.
Very professional. Maybe I'll put a little photo up on the Instagram. So hang on. Smile. Well, I've got to do it with my hand because it looks funny. Okay, there we go. You guys can check out the Instagram and it'll be up there. Hello. How are we?
Yes. How are generous
looking? I don't know. I think I'm gonna go with there. But then I'm so weird.
I'm good. I'm tired, but I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Are we Christmassy yet?
Yes.
It's our last day of work today. Finally, we're there.
Almost there, guys. Almost there. Final stretch. I feel like most people will finish on Friday. So I'm very jealous. Our office is very quiet today.
It is very quiet. I've only got a couple like urgent bits to do. Mm-hmm. And then it's pretty chill.
Yeah.
I've already got my out of office ready to go.
Me too.
And yeah, it's my first holiday since August. Isn't it?
I think September. Yeah, maybe same actually. That's a lie. I did go away in October, ignore me.
Yeah, you went to Orlando.
No, that was September.
Oh.
Went to Antibes.
Oh, with your girly pops.
With the girls.
With the girly poos.
Girls trip.
It was fun. We spoke about that in a previous episode.
We did. We won't bore you with that again.
No. But yeah, Christmas time. I've got a lot prepped. So we were originally going to have guests on, but we thought we wouldn't bore you with other people. We just treated ourselves.
One of our guests got a new job, so congrats to him.
Congrats, guest.
Who's out doing that today? So congrats, exciting, love ya. You know who you are.
I don't know why I'm kissing them. But yeah, I've got lots planned, and then we're also definitely not at the same time recording the New Year special, which will come out next Thursday. So keep an eye out for that as well. Mm-hmm. Very, very exciting. So have you done anything since you last recorded? I basically spent my weekend in bed.
Oh, I've been so busy. I was out Friday night. I just chilled, which was good. Had the dogs, so that was nice. And then Saturday, I had my family Christmas drinks, which I organised, which was good fun. But there's a lot of us, big family, so that was quite fun but intense. And then yesterday I went out to London Christmas shopping. Obviously it was absolutely ramo, but we just spent some time in a couple of bars, went bar hopping and had some drinks. So yeah, I didn't eat until like 9 o'clock last night and I was like, oh.
I actually quite early, but had nachos, very nice. But yeah, I'm trying to get into festive spirit now. I think after today it will definitely help.
Yeah, we've got to do our last bits of Christmas shopping today.
We have got to do our last bits of Christmas shopping. Pick something up for my mother.
Me too.
And that's it. I actually have bought everyone else's presents.
You've been really good this year. I've been the opposite.
I have been very good. What is the best present you reckon you've ever received?
I got my first dog, was my Christmas present when I was in 2009. So that's definitely my best present ever. He was thinking of you. R.I.P. He was the best.
He was the best.
Bubbles. The little bubbles. You know that with Sam? I'm from Blown Bubbles.
Yeah.
That's why he's called Bubbles.
Okay.
And it's a cute dog name, actually.
It's not the best dog name, but it does have a good connection.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so he was the best. That's by far the best present I've ever seen. What about you?
Last year, my mate Adam got me an air fryer.
Oh.
I have to say, I use it
love my
multiple times a week.
Air fryer's the best.
So that's definitely top up. It's up there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think some of the other presents I've got. It honestly might. I mean, my parents are definitely going to be like, oh, we've got you this over the years.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time, it's just been like money towards other things.
Yeah.
Like I've been like, oh, I want to get snowboarding lessons or I want to get golf lessons. And then people have just given me money towards that or clothes or whatnot.
Driving lessons. Those were good presents because now I can drive. So thanks.
Yeah,
donated to me being able to drive.
Yeah, I think I got a lot of that for my birthday and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it might be the air fryer.
Yeah.
It's the most practical. I use it all the time.
God, I can't imagine not having an air fryer. Guys, if you don't have an air fryer, make it your list.
Although my brother's blew up the other day.
What brand?
Did we say this on the pod? No.
What brand? Can you say?
I don't actually know.
Oh, you can find out because I thought... We've had like all the brands.
It's not the, well, we're not going to say any brands unless they want to sponsor us, of course. But I
Obviously.
do love my air fryer.
Me too.
And, you know, if someone's listening and they want to give us a new one, I might love that brand.
I just saw the new, I think it's the new Ninja one that's got the two compartments.
Yeah.
That's one
That
of,
one's cool.
I do
Any
want
two
that.
compartment ones. But thing is about my air fryer is it fits in the cupboard because my mum doesn't want it out on the side all the
Oh,
time.
yeah.
It does take up quite a bit of space.
Yeah,
So
ours
it
is
goes
just
in one of the
that.
cupboards, so it can't be too big. So mine is like 5 liters. No, 2 and a,
This
three liters.
is way too much of an adult conversation.
Yeah, sorry.
I'd love it, but I am also realizing that my age quite quickly.
Yeah. What is the what's the worst present you've ever received?
Okay, so not to sound spoiled, but basically for my 21st in my household, we get quite like a nice special present. My dad really wanted me to get a watch. My fiance, my boyfriend at the time, really wanted me to invest in a watch, but I wanted a Louis Vuitton handbag. So that is what I was getting. And it was locked down on my 21st. And basically, my parents were always going to go and get the bag at the airport where you get quite a big discount. Obviously, no one could go to the airport. So they were like, oh, we don't think you're going to get it on your birthday. You're going to get it. And I said, oh, God, that's fine. Like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And then my mum does this thing where she hides all my presents in the garden. I have to like, she goes hot, cold, that kind of thing. So she said, oh, and then when I sat down, I'd had them all in front of me. She went, oh, I didn't hide this one because it's very expensive. And I thought, oh my God, this whole time, this whole big story, it's been a lie, it's a big surprise. Anyway, so she said, I'm going to save this one for last. It was really expensive. So I said, okay. Opened it up. It was a bath pillow. A bath pillow.
Like a pillow that you put on your bar in your bath. I'm not even funny, I'd love one of
No,
those.
it was not good at all. It literally sat in the lot. It didn't fit my bath very well. But I was like, oh, like thank you so much. That's so thoughtful. You know how much I love bath. But I was like, oh, it was a Louis Vuitton handbag. She was proper. It was so like really expensive. Oh my God, she's been such a good
So did
actress.
you not get the LV bag?
No, I did. I
Oh.
did. But a few months later, which is absolutely fine. But it just made me laugh because I was just like, oh, this bath pillow is not a Louis
Yeah.
Vuitton handbag.
I remember the only time I'm very good with presents, like, oh, excuse me. Look, I'm not finding this boring, I'm just very tired.
Clearly.
I've also got acid reflux problems at the moment.
It's really delightful sitting to.
So like I'm burping and like hiccuping all the time and I'm in a lot of pain actually. So you guys need to be sympathetic of just I'm struggling at the moment. But I always commit to put the podcast out. The only time that I've ever like not complained, but I'm well, I never complain about product about
Presence.
presents.
Yeah.
But I do remember this one time I went to my aunt and uncle's house, and I'd obviously opened up majority of my presents the day
Yeah.
before on Christmas Day, and this was on
Yeah.
Boxing Day, and all my present cousins were opening loads of presents and everything, and
Yeah.
I had one present, and it was a bike helmet, and I was just like, "Is this all I've got?"
Yeah.
And then I felt so
Did you
guilty.
say that out loud?
Yeah, I said it out
Yeah.
loud. Yeah,
How old were you?
I would have been about 10,
Oh,
9 or
that's
10, maybe 11.
that's okay.
But like I, as soon as I said it, I was like, I shouldn't have said that.
What did everyone say?
My mum was like, what's going on? And then like my aunt, who's lovely, was like, oh, so like, you know, when I'm like, no, it's fine.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
Safe
I don't
message.
and I was
That
still
might have bought you years of life.
I know.
Bike helmet.
Yeah.
So
I
big move
haven't
for.
fallen off my bike. But I was speaking to my girlfriend's parents last night and I was saying, like, I don't really want anything for Christmas or need any. There's the only thing that I need also slash a want is a
Yeah.
new ski gear. I need a new ski
Yeah.
jacket and a pair of saddle pants.
Yeah.
That's literally all I need slash want.
Yeah.
Everything else is just
I don't, I'm the same. I said to my mum, like, she's very much like, you have to have something to open. And I said to her, like, as much as I appreciate that, I'd rather, like, if you're going to nip out and buy me like £10, it's just silly present just for me to open. I just need the cash. I was like, I'm getting married in a couple of years.
yeah.
We're saving for a house, like all that kind of stuff. I was like, there's a couple of things that I want. Like, I want also want a new ski outfit
Yeah.
and I want a cryo cut machine. And I now think she's
Fry
paid,
cup.
I think she's got me a cryo cut machine. Oh,
What's
it's so
that?
cool. You know, like if you've got something and it's got like a label on it, like it says your name or something, and like it's like a mini laser cutter.
It's a mini laser
It's
cutter.
about like this big and it
Yeah.
like makes labels and stuff, but not
But
like a label maker.
like in directly into your products.
No, like it's stickers.
Oh, it's a sticker maker.
Well, yeah, but like it's better than a sticker maker because it like makes like intricate designs. I'll
Right.
show
So
you.
you could just draw it. You could just write your name on things.
Well, no, No, because it's like proper, like you can, it doesn't come off.
Neither does pen.
No, but that looks a bit shit. I think she's got me that, but I'm not actually sure. She's not very good at hiding.
Yeah, I've got like inklings on what people might have got me for Christmas, but I don't want to say because obviously then if they haven't got me it, then it's a bit awkward, isn't it?
She's got me a crying pot joy.
I do think that my friend Adam has outdone me. Like obviously
I swear you said this, he always outdoes you.
he always outdoes me. I like, don't get me wrong, getting presents for people is very much like it's very generous to get presents. It's great to receive presents no matter what they are.
Looks
And
like
you
I've got
shouldn't try and.
things at labels
Oh,
this
okay.
week.
Oh, you
Yeah.
won't be able to show them because you've got a background. I'll try and, if I remember, I'll input it into the podcast episode.
Yeah.
You can watch on Spotify, by the way, if you're only listening. I know you shouldn't like battle for who gets the best present or whatnot,
I do like doing that though.
but he always outdoes me.
Yeah.
Like last year. Oh, no, to be fair, last year I bought him the weekend tickets.
Oh, that's
I
probably
spent
good.
300 quid on tickets for me and my two mates, so
God.
I kind of won last Christmas, although he did get me an air fryer. But this year, just don't think it's good enough. Maybe today we're going shopping at lunch.
Something up.
Maybe I'll pick something up, just a little extra.
Yeah.
But I am broke, so
He really is.
really is very broke.
He really is. Anyway.
Anywho, and then right, talking about our backgrounds as it's Christmas themed. Well, I didn't know we were doing Christmas films, so I'm about to ask you about Christmas films.
Yes.
I've just gone for a snowman on my background today.
So anyone that's cool will know exactly where mine's from. The best Christmas film of all time, Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Literally never even heard of it. What's it
Really?
about?
It's you should seriously watch it. It's so funny. It's like this family that all get together at Christmas. It's just like everything's wrong. That bit wasn't supposed to be funny,
Right.
but like it's just really good. And he is. It's Chevy Chase.
Hey.
Oh my God, was that Saturday Night Live? No, okay.
Is you're a different generation to me, aren't you?
Only by like 4 years, 3 years, or 2 years.
4 years.
I think it's actually two. Anyway, he is a dad that is very wholesome, wants everyone to be together at Christmas, and it just basically everything goes wrong. He has a meltdown, which is really funny. So that, Home Alone, The Holiday, and
I
Love
love the
Actually.
holiday.
I literally watched The Holiday this morning on the train. And Love Actually.
Love Actually. Now, my missus told me about this. If you actually think about it, it's quite a depressing movie. Everyone cheats on each
Yeah,
other.
but only one.
Everyone's.
One couple is like got a depressing ending. Everyone else has a happy ending. Because everyone else ends up with the people they want to. Like sometimes, yeah, bits of the story are kind of sad, but at the end, everyone's happy.
That is true.
Apart from one couple.
Is there one couple that isn't happy at the
Emma
end?
Thompson, Professor Snape, Alan Rickman.
Does Alan not end up with someone else?
No, they.
Because I
Well,
thought he
it's
buys the
it left.
necklace.
Yeah, it's kind of left unsaid though, because she's there at the airport to greet him when he comes home. So it's kind of left unsaid. What the situation is, so I think
Shame.
it's a great film.
It is a very good film.
Oh, actually, Keira Knightley's boyfriend.
17 in that film.
I look quite pretty.
Look quite
I look quite
pretty.
pretty, apart from my terrible taste in pie. So they obviously don't end up that happy.
Yeah. What counts as Christmas movies? Is Die Hard a Christmas movie for
Yes.
you? It is. I
I
agree, by
someone
the way.
said that Christmas has to be the center of the plot for it to be a Christmas film, so it can't just be Christmas at the time of the film. It has to be involved in the plot, which I think Die
Because
Hard it kind of is.
Batman, one of the Batman movies, either Dark Knight Rises or something, one of the other ones, it starts off at Christmas because it's in like Wayne Manor or something. They've got Christmas trees up.
Yeah, so oh, like for example, Harry Potter. Like Christmas is happening, but it's not part of the plot. So it's like a wintry film, but
It's
it's not a
more
Christmas
winter
film.
film than
Yeah, it's
Christmas.
not.
I agree.
I
Because
don't like
obviously,
winter Christmas.
when Harry's speaking to Cho atop the set, oh, Harry, don't slip on the stairs.
Oh, it's icy.
It's
It's
icy.
icy.
That's like.
I'm sorry. That's quite good, actually. But and also like the first one where he's like, Merry Christmas, Harry, and then they get the jumpers.
Yeah.
It's always Christmas, I think. Or don't know. Not sure
What,
about
in
that.
every film?
Christmas is featured in every film. I don't know. Definitely the first one. Definitely the fifth one and the fourth one.
When they get jumpers.
And this Order of the Phoenix.
Is Christmas in that one?
Yeah. And part one of
Oh, because they have it in the tent, don't they? When Ron runs off, they're like,
Yeah,
oh, it's the
that's not Order
25th.
of the Phoenix, but that's the one.
That, no, that's
Part
part
one.
one,
Yeah,
that's what I'm
part
saying.
one is Deathly Hallows is.
Yeah.
So yeah. Wintry films but not Christmas films.
Yeah.
Two very
Two
different
very
things.
different things.
So yeah. Whereas Home Alone is like the whole point is that she gets home before Christmas, so that's a Christmas film.
Okay.
Glad we cleared that one up.
Glad we cleared that one up. Now, on the topic of Christmas, I actually don't know how long we've been recording for. Is that have anyone got any idea? So we're just going to go and hopefully it's a long enough episode. But I've got a Christmas quiz. Now, on my mother's life, I don't know the answers to these. So I've got the questions and I've got 10 questions and then a tiebreaker if need be. We're going to answer them and then we're going to check the answers.
Nice.
Okay. But I'm going to find the site that has the answers, which I realize I actually think I just closed the website. So give me a second, everybody.
Just going to take some time.
That's fine. An hour of editing on this episode is going to be great.
Christmas carols.
Okay, I'm ready whenever you are.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so we're going to do a little quiz. So you've got 10 questions and the tiebreaker if need be. Question one, and I don't know the answer. I literally random text them. How many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol? And feel free to play along at home.
Okay, so Ghost of Christmas Past.
You want to do, how are we going to, do you want to do the first five questions and then I do the next five?
I don't mind.
And then we'll see who has the
But you
best.
put them all on your.
Yeah, well, I'll.
You just do it. You just read them out.
Okay. So how many ghosts show up in A Christmas
Wait,
Carol?
oh, have you haven't seen the
I
answers?
haven't seen the
Okay,
answers.
why don't we both say it on the count of three?
Okay.
Okay.
You can tell still 26 episodes in, by the way. We really plan these episodes.
Fuck, I think this is actually a trick question.
How many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol?
You know the answer. You ready to go or not?
I think I'm ready to go.
Okay, so three,
Three, two,
two,
one,
one,
four.
three. Crap, I think it is four.
I think it's four. Past,
Past, present,
present,
future.
future.
Who's that one
And then
then?
there's another, it's Ghost of Chris, it's the other
It's
guys.
like, isn't it like his ghost with like
Yeah.
shackles on it? I did think it was four and then I
Because
panicked.
I thought it was three, but I was like, it's that's too easy. So I've gone for four and I
Okay, you go
think.
three and I'll go four.
Do we should we check the answers
Yeah.
now? Da-dum da-dum. Four.
Knew it.
Spirits of Past, Present, Future, and Jacob Marley. Whoever the fuck that
Oh,
is.
Jacob Marley. Of course it's Jacob Marley. Damn it, I knew it was four.
1 point to me.
Ugh.
What do people traditionally put on top of their Christmas tree?
An angel. Crap.
Star.
Okay, you go, so I'm going angel.
An angel. Number five. Well, this is just number five, yes. Number three. Where was baby Jesus born? On three.
The actual place or the actual thing.
I think the place.
Okay, right. Three,
Three,
two,
two, one,
one, Bethlehem.
Bethlehem. I was going to say Nazareth,
So close.
but it is Bethlehem.
Yeah.
And the answer is Bethlehem. So we get 1 point each still, or was it
Yeah, one point.
2 points each?
Oh, so we've got two. We're both at
Each.
two, yeah.
Both on two.
Sorry, yeah.
That's what 2 points each means, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
What Hollywood actor played six different roles in the Polar Express? I know this.
So do I.
Yeah. Three,
Three, two,
two, one,
one,
Tom
Tom Hanks.
Hanks. Tom Hanks. The whole film was just Tom Hanks,
Easy.
by the way. What color are mistletoe berries?
Ready?
Yeah, three,
Three,
two,
two,
one,
one, red.
red. This is going to be a very high scoring.
This is what? What is it?
White.
Are they?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, we're thinking of
Oh,
Holly.
we're thinking of holly because we put holly up around our house.
She's white. I'm thinking of Harry Potter girl
Yeah.
and she has the mistletoe.
No one ever does.
Mistletoe.
No one does mistletoe anymore, do they?
No, I
Like
haven't seen
we
it.
used to have
Sexual harassment.
mistletoe. In my like family, like in the doorway into the living room, and when you come in, hi granny. Oh, that's her cheeks, by the way.
Sexual harassment. Can't do it anymore. Ring ring HR.
HR.
Yeah, can't do it anymore. Me too.
Like
People
it's
are
kind of a bit
coming.
sad though, isn't it? Like,
I
how
love.
cute would it have been? Like, I'm like, I wonder if there's mistletoe like around. Like, I wouldn't kiss anyone randomly, but it'd be nice, like, if you're with your girlfriend or your fiance, and you're just like, oh, poor Harry, there's a bit of mistletoe.
Mistletoe?
Mistletoe.
Probably full of nargles. What's a nargle? I don't know. It's actually on
I'm so
video.
glad that's filmed.
It's actually is.
Because I'm hopefully going to make a trailer for this episode. That's the
Okay.
plan.
Mistletoe.
Okay, so we're on three each. Which fairy tale was the first gingerbread house inspired by? What? Which fairy tale was the first gingerbread house inspired by?
Yeah, I think I know the answer to this.
I think I do. Three,
Three,
two, one.
one,
Hansel
Hansel
and
and
Gretel.
Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel.
Oh,
4 points each.
yeah.
Is that right? Or 3 points each? One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four, five, six.
No, but you haven't done it in five, the number of.
No, but we've done six questions. So I think
You
four
only got
points
one
each.
wrong, so.
Oh, because it's out of 10. I'm an idiot. Who invented the Christmas wreath?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, like a person?
Dream so.
Okay. Three, two,
Two,
one.
one,
Mr.
Sydney.
Wreath. Oh. A German Lutheran pastor named Johann Heinrich Wittern.
That was going to be my second
That
guess.
was, yeah, it was
Damn
right
it.
on tip of my tongue.
Damn it.
Okay, 4 points each still.
Yeah.
Where did the tradition of Christmas stockings come from?
Oh, damn it. I kind of think I knew this one, but I definitely don't now.
Traditions of Christmas stockings. Okay, I think I might have an answer.
Okay.
Yeah?
Sure.
Three,
Three.
two, one,
One Jesus
Denmark.
birth. Oh.
What?
Oh, a country.
Where has it come from?
Oh, that wasn't very clear. I thought you meant like.
Where did the tradition of Christmas stockings come
I didn't
from?
really realize you meant country. I thought it meant like traditions, like other
According
traditions in the world. Christmas.
to tradition, the original Saint Nicholas put gold coins in the
Yeah,
stockings
see?
of three poor sisters.
See?
You said Jesus, mate.
Yeah, but mine's closer than yours. Denmark. Denmark.
How many mince pies are eaten in the UK every year? Well, traditionally, every year until this year, because my mother has been slacking,
Yeah.
I have a minimum of one mince pie every day throughout the whole of Christmas, the whole of December.
God. Okay,
So
right.
I reckon, and even though I'm behind,
Is it
on
just in
average,
December?
though it says each year,
Oh, bloody hell.
I'm going to say I eat.
At least 12. At least 25.
No, I reckon I eat about 60 every December.
Bloody hell. You eat two a day.
Yeah, well, because then some days I might have like five and one go. You know what I mean? So I reckon
Okay.
I eat 60 majority of
Okay, fair enough.
December's. We'll call
So,
it.
should we go closest wins? Wins
Yeah,
the point.
closest wins.
Okay,
Yeah.
right. Three.
Oh, whoa. We're going to say different numbers, so we can say them a different time. Or
No,
do you want to
because
say?
you might
Okay.
steal my number, bitch.
What?
You might steal your
So
number.
I'm going to go for the whole year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Three,
Three, two,
two, one,
one, 40 million.
3.5 million. What
That's
is
quite a big
40
difference.
million?
I've gone 40 million.
Oh, I've gone 3.5.
Okay, you ready, everybody?
What's that, 10,000?
This is number. I've got to scroll down a bit. It's a different
Ooh.
number. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
It's like 5,000, isn't it?
800 million.
Oh, God.
Honest.
800 million.
If you
So
think
you're
about it,
closest. You've got a point there.
I was thinking of just December, even though I said it's the whole
I was
year.
thinking the whole year, but people don't really eat mince pies out of December, do they?
January, because they're still left over.
Yeah, but
November,
maybe
because
2 weeks of January.
No, you got 3 months, I reckon, where people are eating mince pies consistently.
800
But think,
million, greedy bastards.
there's 68 million of us, right?
Yeah.
72 if we're counting Scotland and Wales
To be fair, that is true. I should have gone for more,
and
like,
Northern
at least
Ireland.
people probably eat at least
72
two
million,
each
so they're at least eating.
on average.
No, on average, it's got to be about 5, 10 each over
No, well, on
Christmas.
average, and some people don't like mince pies.
Exactly, but then you've got to count for me that has 60.
True.
So
God, I can't
really,
believe
we were
some
so.
maths
But I
there.
still win. So
You
five
did win.
four, I
Yeah,
think.
5-4.
Okay. What king was crowned? So this is actually the last question. So to equalize and go to the tiebreaker,
Yeah.
because that's a good number. So you need to kind of get this.
Yeah.
What king was crowned on Christmas Day?
You know this.
No.
What king?
Yeah.
Can I have a clue? You don't know.
Well, he's one of the kings, isn't he?
Of UK,
Yeah.
England, King of
The
England.
King of England.
Right on Christmas Day.
We should say different answers here.
Okay.
I'm going for King Edward
I
the
was going to say King
Second.
Edward, see, so now I need to think of someone
Are you
else.
were you gonna say King
I
Edward?
swear my
Were
life
you gonna say
was.
King Edward Second, were you?
No, I was just going to say
Exactly.
King
All
Edward,
right,
but
so
I
you've
don't know
got
who there is.
there's three, I think.
Okay, King Charles the Second.
I think we're on King Charles the
I thought
Second.
we were on King Charles III.
One
King Charles.
wait. You any King Charles,
Yeah, any
any
King
King
Edward.
Edwards.
Okay.
The answer is, ladies and gentlemen, could Oscar win or does Anya draw and we go to tiebreaker? King William.
Oh,
You should have
even I
gone for
should
King
have known that.
William.
Sorry, William.
So
Shit.
I win
You
five
win.
four.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Yay.
So we got five wrong. You got, well, I got six
You
wrong,
got
but
six
I
now
won.
because you're shit, yeah.
Thanks.
But yeah, I hope you all played along at home. The tiebreaker question, do you want it anyway?
Yes.
Should we do the tiebreaker question
Yeah.
anyway, for the fun of
All
it?
or nothing.
All up. All right.
Okay.
All or nothing.
I've actually got, I just come up, edit this out, but I've just come up with a really good idea for a quiz.
How many turkeys are eaten in the UK every year?
Fucking hell,
So we
single
know
mince
800
pies.
million from mince pies.
Okay, got an answer.
How many turkeys? Okay, I've got an answer. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Billion.
Oh, I thought we were going to do 3, 2, 1.
Sorry,
No,
3, 2, 1,
2, 1,
billion.
600 million.
Billion.
I'm going less than mince pies.
Really? Really? What is it? What is it? No, Paris.
You went for 1 billion
In the whole year.
in the UK.
In the whole year.
You went for 1 billion turkeys.
Yeah.
That's 1,000 million,
Yeah.
and there's 72 million people.
Lyon have a whole like turkey thing every day. So that's like at least five turkeys a day for
Ten
one year.
million.
What did you say? Eight, 600-ish.
600 million.
Well,
Well, I win
worth a
again.
try.
So double or only 10 million.
I thought it'd be way more than that.
Do you think maybe they mean like people? Like how many households buy?
No, I reckon it is actual
Well, no, if you think
turkeys.
about it, right? One
Yeah.
turkey does what, eight people?
Yeah.
So really,
Okay. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
it that makes,
But like, I know
if everyone has a turkey a
that
year,
my godparents have two turkeys. They have one on Christmas Day, and then they have a whole other
only
turkey on
have I have
Boxing
one
Day.
turkey a year.
Yeah, same actually. I've got to just come up with a really good idea for a quiz.
Okay.
Can you guess the Christmas film just by one sentence of the plot?
All right, go ahead. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay. Sorry, well, I thought in sentence, my bad. I'm just like.
That's right. Is
Okay.
this our musical interval?
Yeah. In which movie must a child fend off two robbers by himself?
Home Alone.
Yes, well done. Good start. In which movie did a man get to see how bad life would be without him?
Which movie would a man get to see how bad life would be
Without him.
without him?
You'll kick yourself.
Oh, is it one of those like cryptic ones?
Not really. I'm not going to give you any more clues.
Die Hard.
No, Christmas Carol. Oh, no, it wasn't a Christmas Carol. Oh, well, It's a Wonderful Life.
I don't know that
Yeah,
movie.
actually, not just you. We should see that, though. We should watch that
Yeah.
movie. Okay. In which movie did a man pre-spend his Christmas bonus on a swimming pool only to discover that his boss was stingy that year? I know the answer to this one.
Horrible Bosses?
Nope. National Lampoon's Christmas
Again,
Vacation.
never watched it.
Christmas Vacation. Doo-doo. Christmas. In which movie did a kid get a rifle for Christmas and almost shot his eye out?
The Grinch.
No, I don't know either. A Christmas Story.
What are these
In
films?
which movie did a boy try to put on a neighborhood Christmas play and was ridiculed about the Christmas tree he purchased for it?
Love Actually.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
But again, I've never seen that Christmas movie. I don't watch Christmas
Okay.
movies either.
In which movie, you'll know this one. In which movie did a grumpy recluse dress up as Santa Claus and steal presents from the entire town? You've got to be kidding me.
Grinch.
Yes. How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
How the Grinch Stole
In
Christmas.
which movie must a man take the place of Santa Claus after killing him?
It's killing him.
Yeah, it's a cartoon. Oh no, it's not a cartoon.
Violent Night.
Oh, the Santa Claus. I thought it was A Nightmare Before Christmas, but
No.
in which movie was a stingy man visited by the ghost of his dead business partner and three
Oh,
spirits who
Christmas
turn?
Carol.
Yeah. So that's who that other one is, Marley.
Joe Marler. I know
That's his
he's a
dead
rugby
business
player,
partner.
not Joe Marler.
In which movie did an angel help build a church and repair relationships in an unexpected way?
What are these
I think
questions?
it's Miracle. Oh no, it's not. The Bishop's Wife. Oh, okay. You should know this one.
Okay.
If you don't know, I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
In which movie did a man compete with other shoppers for the season's fad toy? It's got Arnold Schwarzenegger in it. And it's a doll for his son. Flash. You know, it's called Jingle All the Way. Good film. Not seen that one?
Seen it either, no.
That's a good one. In which movie did a group of outcasts help Santa save Christmas? Think it's a cartoon. They're animals that help him. What animals help Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? In which movie does a condescending television CEO struggle with his own ghost as he tries to produce A Christmas Carol? Bill Murray is the main character. No,
Ghostbusters.
he's no Scrooge. I watched that recently. It was
Ugh.
really shit. Do you want me to give up, or are you enjoying
Yeah,
this?
no, honestly, please do.
Okay,
Please
I've got
give
one
up.
more that
All
you'll
right, one more.
know.
Final one.
In which movie did an elf of unusual size travel from the North Pole to unite with
Elf.
the... Yeah. Okay, I don't think you want any other ones. Did you enjoy that?
I loved it.
Did you?
Yep.
So
Absolutely
bad
loved
people.
it. But yes, oh, Chris, this is what I was meant to be asking for you.
Yeah.
Is our final question of this Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Not very long, this
No.
episode, but
Short and
Christmas
sweet.
based, short and sweet. New Year special that's coming next Thursday has got lots to discuss. So keep an eye out for that. There'll be trailers and clips coming out as well on the TikTok. So follow the TikTok people and the Instagram. The TikTok is backstage podcast underscore AO. Anya's going to check it for me.
Do 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 do
But
do do
while Anya checks that, I'm going to quiz Anya on what is the perfect Christmas Day meal.
Right, so the
Podcast, the TikTok.
yeah, is backstage underscore podcast underscore AO.
There you go. And it's
Perfect
linked
Christmas
below.
Day meal. Okay, let's go. Wake up in the morning, mimosa, a couple of them, knock them
Not,
back.
it's not a Christmas Day meal.
But
I'm talking
I'm
about
just getting
literally purely
started.
the
No, I'm
meal.
just getting started, all right? We have to go for the whole thing.
I hope you get coal in your stomach.
Thanks. And then bacon, crusty bread sandwich, something like that. Just not nothing fancy for
That was really
breakfast.
good, by the way, that
I
bacon
know,
roll we
wasn't
just had
it?
this morning. Yeah.
Told you it was good. And then Christmas Day lunch will be
What
turkey,
time?
4 o'clock, after being at the pub. Yeah, being at the pub.
You're like a
Turkey.
dinner. It's like in the middle.
Yeah,
Like
and
normally you'd never eat at 4 p.m.
opened any
would you?
presents
Like
by
you'd
this point
never ever
either.
eat at 4 p.m. normally.
I won't open my presents for everyone till the evening as well.
Oh, I've struggled to wait
So,
that long. But
yeah,
we do the
because
same. We open them about we open
you
them
have to go last.
about 5:30,
Yeah, just make sure they
6 p.m.
last.
Yeah.
We're at 6 p.m. as well. Okay, so I'm having turkey, gammon, maybe pork or beef, maybe. Potatoes, really nice and crispy, cauliflower cheese, Brussels with bacon and chestnuts. Yorkshire puddings don't come for me, they belong on a Christmas dinner. Stuffing, pigs in blanket, shit ton of gravy. And then for dessert, some sort of Yule log and a bit of Christmas pudding. And then in the evening, about 8 o'clock, that's when we get all the party food. I like the little mini pies with like the or like mac and cheese cups. I like them, little croquettes, tempura prawns. So
That sounds very good.
hungry. I'm so
Does sound very
hungry.
good.
You'll go.
Our morning,
Yeah.
I will have, of
Oh, and espresso martinis to finish the day.
course, of
Carry on.
course. She always has an espresso martini. I might have an alcoholic beverage in the morning.
Got to.
A little champers, maybe. A little bit of the champers.
No orange juice. Oh, cool.
Hardcore. A little bit of the champers. I will then often have a bowl of chocolate cereal.
Nice.
Because I'm never allowed chocolate cereal.
Good treat, actually. I like that. Yeah.
Because it's got too much sugar in it.
I like that. That is
So
good.
Christmas Day I'm allowed it. And I'll have a few chocolates that come from in my stocking. Because I get chocolates in my stocking.
Nice.
Shout out to Father Christmas, by the way. Then lunch is usually about 2 p.m.
Nice.
We sit down about 1:30 for drinks and a natter.
Schedule fun starts at
I'm
half
on
one.
everyone arrives about 12:30,
Yeah.
and then snackages and drinks in the living room, then move to the
Nice.
dining room.
Nice.
That's when you sit down. Everyone's got their named places.
Nice.
So I'm making starter this year.
Cool.
I am making a brie, apple, and onion tart.
Oh,
That's the starter. I'm
nice.
making that.
Lovely.
Actually making it this week, and I'm going to freeze it.
Smart.
So it's my less
Delicious.
stress in the kitchen.
Agreed.
So I'm on starter duties. Then main will be for the meat eaters, because there's meat eaters and vegetarians. Meat eaters will have turkey, potatoes, carrots, sprouts and chestnuts, no
Yeah.
bacon because Jews and veggies.
No bacon because, Jews.
Because you know Jews.
They aren't Jewish. Gotta get
Not
that
just Jews in
clear,
general. So turkey, potatoes, carrots, broccoli, red cabbage.
I forgot about all the veg, but yeah,
What's
same.
that?
Swede.
A bread, bread sauce.
Oh.
Honestly, I think that might be it.
No Yorkshire.
Parsnips, no
No stuffing.
Yorkshires, stuffing,
Yeah.
and then the veggies will have like a nut roast
Yeah.
or just something completely different that my mum makes them because they're happy with just having whatever. And then a ton of gravy
Oh yeah,
and
got
a
that.
lot of potatoes.
No Yorkshire puddings.
No, we don't do Yorkshires. I
Sometimes
would like a
get
Yorkshire on mic because it's a roast, really, but
I did actually convince my dad, I think it was like 2 years ago, like enough's enough. I'm old enough now. Here's your Yorkshire puddings. Put them in the oven. Get on with it.
Get on with it.
Like, I don't like all this. Oh, it doesn't belong on a Christmas dinner. You know what? It's my Christmas dinner. Go and have it. If you're offended, just don't eat
Have
it.
it, yeah.
Just put it at the other end. They take 4 minutes. Three, two if you've got an air fryer.
And then do you watch like a Christmas movie in the evening together or not?
Probably Christmas Vacation. But to be fair, we don't usually. We do just like play games. We'll have Christmas films on in the background in the kitchen, and then we'll play games and make espresso martinis and just get a bit tiddly.
Yeah, we go to the horses because I've got to go feed the horses on Christmas Day.
So relatable.
Isn't it? And then I come home and things would have been cleared up by mother and everyone, so that's good.
The fairies,
Yeah, and then I get the
elves.
job of putting all the presents out where everyone's
Oh, I
sitting.
love
So I
doing
love doing
that.
that from under
I
the
do that
tree.
too. I like doing that.
That's a whole thing. And then we open presents. I always open mine way too quickly
Yeah.
because I'm getting too
We do it one
excited.
at a time.
No, because mum takes so long. And then people kind of disperse. We'll sit and natter for a little bit, a few more drinks, nibbles, and then I will usually slunk off to my room like early, like 8 p.m., 9 p.m.
Right.
Maybe about 9 p.m. and I go watch like my own film or something. Because I'm kind of done.
Social battery's
The
gone.
social battery's gone. And we
No.
don't ever go late into the night on Christmas Day, so,
Didn't you?
because I'm like my granny's there and
Yeah.
her husband, and they're both like all my grandparents are quite elderly.
Yeah.
So they'll have a few drinks and they kind of just pass out.
Yeah,
And
nice.
then my dad also has a nap
Yeah.
and then reads his book. And we might watch like a Christmas film or something in the evening.
Yeah.
But like
No,
my
we stay up till Boxing
but
Day.
oh no, I'll tell you what I'm doing this
What?
year
Oh, you're going
is
to your girlfriend's
I'm going to I
Brad's
wish I was going to my girlfriend's, which is fucking Wales.
girlfriend's
I'm
place.
going to my brother's girlfriend's
Yeah, so you will be up until late.
drinking because their family get very boozy on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So I'm joining them because I was like, I want to keep drinking because
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a good few drinks on Christmas Day. So that's what I'm
So,
doing. So I'll
yeah.
be playing stupid games, and in the new year we'll discuss all of our Christmas plans and how they go.
Yes.
But yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Great
So I won't be
content.
slunking off to my room about 9 p.m.
Yeah, thank God for that.
And then my brother will drive me home and I go to sleep. And then I'm basically
Nice.
doing nothing on Boxing Day as well, which is weird because we usually see all our cousins, but we're not doing it this
Yeah,
year.
we're not sure what we're doing yet. We've got a few offers, but we're just making them fly out.
But I
So,
might just go to
yeah.
I might meet up with one of my mates actually because. He's actually spending he's living at his friend's house this year and his friend's not there, his friend's in Edinburgh at uni, so he's living with his friend's mum,
Oh.
which is really nice. And then the people he's living with
Yeah.
have invited his whole family over for Christmas, but they're
Oh.
Jewish, so they don't really do big Christmas days
Yeah,
normally,
yeah.
but it's not really sweet because they're all going to be like
That's sweet.
together, like two friend
Adopted
families.
a friend and
Yeah,
you're
it's really
like,
nice.
oh, that's
But
nice.
I might see if they're around on Boxing Day. Might go to the pub or
Nice.
something themselves, should be goodness.
There you go. There you go.
Anyway, when it's Christmas for you guys, you'll be listening to this now, just before Christmas on the 21st, 21st, 22nd of the Friday.
Yeah, well
So I'm going
done.
to Winter Wonderland. Please don't paparazzi me. Let us know how your Christmas days go. Anything you're worried about, anything you're excited for the new year as
Let us
well.
know.
And we'll discuss it. We'll look forward to hearing from you. Make sure you rate the show 5 stars. Thank you very much for our first year
Yay.
of the Backstage Podcast. 26 episodes, or 27 if you're including the New Year special that comes out next
Yeah.
week. But yeah, 26 episodes.
I mean, I'm
Can you
really
believe
proud of
it?
us.
I'm really proud of us. We've not missed a week. We've had 2 weeks where we've been late,
Yeah.
but we've not missed a week.
And we've been really busy this quarter too.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
So I'm very impressed.
Hats off to us.
And not all of them have been dreadful. Some of them have been all right.
Fair play.
But hopefully next year, big and better things.
Yeah. Well, Merry Christmas, guys. I hope you have
Merry
the
Christmas.
best, safest, wonderfulest time with whoever you're celebrating with. And I hope that you're all okay, because it's going to be a lonely time of year for
It
sure.
can be a lonely time of year.
Yeah.
But you know what? You've got the Backstage
You've got
Podcast.
us. So we. Merry
You can stick us on
Christmas.
repeat
Yeah.
and rate it 5 stars, because that'll bring you Christmas luck.
Exactly. Exactly. So sending lots of love and
Sending lots of
hugs.
loves and hugs.
Christmas kisses. And our white mistletoe berries.
Yes. And remember, stay merry,
Nice.
stay festive, and most importantly, stay listening. But I was going to change it for
Oh,
Christmas.
right.
So why'd you have to ruin
Stay
it?
glistening.
Stay glistening.
Jingle all the way.
Stay, yeah.
Have a wonderful, wonderful week. We love you all. We'll see you at the New Year's special.
Oh my God.